Okay, thanks.
Well, hello, everyone. I have the privilege today and pleasure to speak with Amy Van Atta Slater. As an SVP of a leading technology company, highly sought-after leadership mentor, keynote speaker, and parent, Amy, through her insights on life, business, personal development, parenting, and mindfulness, has inspired thousands of business professionals and creative thinkers to adjust, rethink, and refocus in every field and walk of life. After graduating from the University of California at Berkeley, Amy soon became a noted leader in business, and 25 years later, she is consistently inspiring others towards greater levels of success. Motivating the masses with galvanizing speeches, Amy empowers others to build their brands and lead through the cultivation of culture. As a corporate strategy advisor and private executive mentor, Amy cultivates the development of core leadership skills combined with compassion, mindfulness, and authenticity. Her unique approach to leadership development has garnered Amy coveted keynote speaking opportunities, such as the 2014 Forrester Research Convention, as a panelist at the Domo Women in Business Tour, and as a featured speaker at the 2016 Aptus Accelerate Conference in San Francisco. Passionate about her responsibilities as a parent, Amy brings her message home, modeling resilience, strength, authenticity, compassion, and gratitude for her three daughters. Welcome, Amy. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, yeah. So, wow, you sound like you've been quite busy over the last few years.
Yes, I've been a little bit busy managing work and children and writing my first book.
Wow, that's great. Amy, can you tell us a little bit more about your journey?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I've been in business and sales leadership for about 25 years in technology, and have the pleasure of raising three daughters. And with that pleasure comes uncertainty and pain. And I ended a 17-year marriage about 5 years ago, and it was fraught with a lot of pain. Even if it is something that you mutually agree upon, it's not something that people want to face in their life. It's not something you choose to do when you walk down the aisle and say, oh, I think I'll just get divorced if this doesn't work out. And at that point, I had hit a pretty significant low. Most people didn't realize it because I held up this facade of perfection. I didn't want the world to see that maybe I was hurting inside, because then that would appear weak. And one day I sat down on the couch and I watched a TED.com video by Brené Brown, and it talked about vulnerability and that vulnerability is not weakness. And I sat on the couch and cried, and that began my journey of awareness and awakening, and realized that I could move forward.
Wow. It really takes sometimes those really hard moments for us to, like you said, become aware.
Absolutely.
Become aware of our own really being, right? Because we, like you said, we cover it up with facades, we cover it up with work and everything else, that sometimes we lose ourselves in the process.
Absolutely. And figuring out a way to take the strength that I had in my business career and in my leadership and slow down enough to realize that I can do this and I can move forward. And that's really been the genesis of my new journey.
Wow, that's great. So, Amy, I've prepared three questions to talk about today. In your opinion, what is the biggest challenge we face as women today?
Sure. So, I certainly have some experience in that, having been in sales leadership positions across some large brands like Cisco and Salesforce.com, where very heavily male dominated, and how do you move forward and how do you stand out in a crowd that is very different from who you are? And I would say the biggest challenge that we find is finding and owning our own voice, and ask yourself the question of what do you stand for and what drives you. With that comes finding your passion and purpose. Just doing a good job isn't enough. And you have to have the ability to lobby for yourself and to talk about what you feel you deserve. I think so often I was just waiting for somebody to tap me on the shoulder and say, oh, you're doing such a great job, we'd like to promote you. That never happened. So you actually have to take an active interest in your own growth and development and not apologize for what you want.
I like that, the way that you say that, because, you know, I've talked to many women throughout the course of the last month, and, you know, everybody brings about such a unique way of expressing the same thing, but this is really different, and it's I really appreciate that, lobbying for yourself and not waiting for that pat on the back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's really about owning our own self-worth, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I had a great mentor. I had a great mentor in one of my jobs, a male mentor, who essentially guided me in developing my own brand. And, you know, what is it that you stand for? So that if you have people that are there as your mentor or sponsor, that if someone were to ask, you know, who's Amy Slater, that person would know, Amy is this. And you'd ask 10 people, and they would all say, Amy is this. And so that was probably 10 or 12 years ago. And I think if you were to ask 10, 15, 20 people who I am and what I stand for, they would all say the same thing, in personal and professional life. So you need to have one voice, not a work voice and a home voice. It's really about having one voice.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So then, in your opinion, what would be the greatest opportunity we have as women today?
You know, what I have found in my career, and both I would say personal and professional life, is the need and opportunity for women to come together in support of one another to inspire change. And that there's tremendous power in numbers, and both personally and professionally, the numbers and women coming together, we can drive innovation and inspire change through believing in each other. And I find at times women aren't always supportive of each other because there's a little bit of that underlying cattiness of competition and, well, I don't want her to achieve because that will make me, you know, won't make me look good, or I want to look better. And instead, we should really come together to promote one another because it will benefit each and every one of us. And we don't need to compete with each other in that way. Instead, we need to lift each other up, because the more we lift each other up, the greater it will be for all of us. I think about the challenges women have in business and trying to get on boards of directors. And people bring in people on boards who look like themselves. So guess what? We continue to perpetuate the male model of the board. And if we could get more women on boards, then more women will get on boards, because we then want to bring in people that are like ourselves. And so I think we do ourselves a disservice when we don't promote one another and each other's causes. And I've developed a great network of women friends and colleagues, and we work together to make it better for each of us.
Yeah, that's great. And that's one of my goals too, you know, with this summit, is promoting each and every one of us, because like I was saying before, every person that I've spoken with is such a beautiful person, has so many gifts and talents to offer, and so it's fun to be able to promote one another, you know, and to say, hey, look at her, look at what she's doing, listen to her message, you know. So
yeah, and it's a beautiful community of women. I mean, in my writing of my book, I have all different women that are helping me. I have a book designer, I have a publicist, and then I have an editor, you know, all females and all working together. Everybody has a small business. I'm the only one that has sort of this executive job, but it's all sort of these sole proprietors that are helping one another and referring each other, and I'll refer them every day if I could to get more business.
Right, right. That's great. Things flow much better, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
When you're not looking out for yourself, right? If you put everybody else first, you always get back.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Amy, one more question, and then we can get to your book, because I would like to mention your book. But one more question. If you could tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
Well, I made this long list, that's more than one thing. But if I could tell my younger self one thing, and actually I saw this quote come across my Instagram, and actually my 19-year-old daughter mentioned me when she saw this quote, which made me feel that I had arrived. And the quote said, "The more positive you are, the more positive the world becomes." And I think had I known that when I was younger, I would have had a lot more positivity and miracles in my life. And I have found as a, 50-year-old woman, I have the power to choose my life, and I have a power to choose what emotions I feel. So I would tell my younger self, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to stand for something, to have an opinion, and know that you are good enough and smart enough and to be your best advocate. And that all begins with loving who you are in a really positive way. And, and it's okay. It's okay when things get messy. That my mom used to tell me later in life, she'd say, I'd walk by your room, and when your room was really neat and tidy, I worried. I worried that you were trying to create order out of chaos. And when I saw your room messy, she said, I knew that you were happy. And so that it's okay when things get messy. I always wanted to tie things up in a little neat box and make it perfect. But that's not really where the magic happens. It doesn't happen in that striving to be perfect. So that's what it would be, is really focusing on that positive. And I see the influence it's made on my children in terms of positivity. I have an 11-year-old daughter as well, and she had to do a test to be timed for the mile race at school. And you had to do it under a certain time, and she was afraid that she wouldn't make it. And so the morning of her run that she had to do the mile, she said, "Hey, Mom, can I have a black marker?" And I said, "Sure." And mind you, she's in fifth grade, and she wrote, #, you can do it, on her arm. And I thought, wow. And that's when I said, and she's really, each of my girls, I look in some way as my younger self. And I think that I'm inspiring that positivity. And without even telling them to be that way, they are that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
following
really great.
Your lead.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's a really good feeling. And I wish I had that. I mean, I was inspired by a very positive father, but it was just, a real different time.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But, that's great. So for everybody listening, I want to mention that Amy is author of a book titled Moments, Magic, Miracles, and Martinis. It's about transforming your life and to break free of limitations for lasting happiness. And Amy, if I'm correct, it will be available in bookstores and through Amazon within the next month?
Yes, that's right. So I'll have a pre-release of the book this week, and the published date will be mid-May.
Perfect. So I know that there is also on Amy's website a link to download a sample chapter, and this link will be available at the bottom of this email, the email that you've clicked in to listen to this recording. It will be available for you to read, and I know I've spent a bit of time this morning reading it, and it sounds amazing. So if everybody has a chance and opportunity to look at it, that would be great. And Amy, do you want to talk a bit more about your book?
Sure. So I've always loved to write. I've written a number of poems, and in fact, in my book, I have about 6 or 7 poems as just sort of an addition to the book in the back. But really, the book is meant to inspire those who are facing uncertainty. While the catalyst was my divorce, the book is not a book about divorce. There's enough of that, and it really isn't about that. It's really about how do you move forward in uncertain times. And so each chapter is an action, stating an action, and it's not a table of contents, it's a table of disciplines of how do I, and answers the question, how do I move forward in times of uncertainty? The first chapter is cry. You just got to cry. It's all right. It's okay. I remember I went through about 2 or 3 years during my marriage, and I didn't even cry. And now I look back on it, and I think that's so crazy because I cry all the time. But it's healing. And then each chapter really talks about how do you decide, and you have the ability to choose happiness, and how do you shine the light when you're in places of darkness with a father who has Lewy body dementia? How do you find magic, and how do you support a mom who's grieving the death, the ongoing death of her husband, and how can I help her experience miracles in that journey. And so it's really it's a reflection, a number of short stories that I share about being a parent, about being a working mother, about being a daughter, about things that inspire, and how do you really put forward your authentic self. And so I share those various stories, and then some poetry that I was writing while I was on that journey. And it's, I like to say, you know, once you see, you can't unsee. And once you're mm-hmm. aware, then all of this magic happens to this point where it's just this really high vibration, and incredible things have happened around me. And I wanted to inspire that in others.
Well, it really does sound great. I am looking forward to buying my own copy and reading it. And I
great.
Am, yeah, no, I am definitely. I'm a book lover, and I love reading, so I've already written it down on my list of books to buy.
Great, and it's a really easy read. I mean, it's an easy read. It's about 100 pages. So, and
yeah.
each chapter is part of the journey, but you can read them also out of sequence. So it's the type of thing where you think, oh, gosh, I think I want to read this chapter on Slow Down. You could read it independent of the entire book as well.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Very cool. Well, I want to congratulate you on that and all the work that you've been doing. And I'd like to thank you for your time today and for sharing a bit of your life experience and your knowledge with us, your wisdom. It was a tremendous pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye.